Mike Dunleavy chose to make his first major public appearance after being elected governor at a mining conference in Anchorage. He received a warm welcome.
I want to let you know that Alaska is open for business. I'll say that again. Alaska is open for business.
Dunleavy gave a shout out to the Red Dog Mine, where all three of his daughters work. He spoke about his roots in the mining community of Scranton, Pennsylvania, which he called the anthracite coal capital of the world. Dunleavy also mentioned pretty much every other mine or planned mine in the state by name. Donlin, Pogo, Kensington. But the name of the biggest political hot potato of a mine ever proposed in Alaska, Pebble, didn't leave the governor's lips. Pebble watchers did take note of another name Dunleavy specifically took the time to praise.
I want to recognize somebody else that's sitting here somewhere, I think. Is John here? John Shively here? John Shively.
John Shively is former chief executive and current chairman of the board for the Pebble Limited Partnership. Dunleavy's call out to John Shively at the miners' conference is one of several signals he sent that have caught the attention of people on both sides of the Pebble debate.
Take the newly appointed commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation, Jason Bruni, who now has the power to issue key permits to the mine. From 2011 to 2014, Bruni worked for Anglo American, the mining company that had partnered with Pebble until 2013. Bruni has a history of cheering for the controversial mine on social media. Last year, he joked in a tweet that Santa had answered his Christmas wishes when Pebble began the federal permitting process. In a statement, Dunleavy Chief of Staff Tuckerman Babcock says the governor considers Bruni's time at Anglo American a valuable asset and that his experience in mining will help the state determine if the project meets environmental standards. Babcock added, "It is important to note that he has no financial interest in the Pebble project." Bruni's tweets are still a big concern for Mark Niver, who is with the Bristol Bay Commercial Fishermen's Group that opposes Pebble.
That's a definite sign that the Dunleavy administration is pointing towards wanting to push that project forward.
In the past, Dunleavy himself has aired opinions that worry Pebble opponents. When Anglo American exited the project in 2013, then-State Senator Dunleavy wrote an op-ed lamenting the mining company's departure and noting the thousands of jobs Pebble is projected to create.
Dunleavy may not say he's pro-Pebble, but Pebble is definitely pro-Dunleavy. A number of Pebble employees, including John Shively and CEO Tom Collier, donated to his gubernatorial campaign. The governor's statements, then and now, are exactly what they want to hear. In an interview shortly after Dunleavy's election, Pebble CEO Collier pushed back when asked if the political winds were now blowing in his favor.
I think the way you asked the question kind of assumes a premise that I think is an incorrect one, and that is that this process is primarily a political process, and I don't think it is.
Collier's long-held public position is that he wants the permitting process to go forward without what he calls political interference. And because Dunleavy is echoing that message, Collier is happy.
We're pleased to see Mike be the next governor, and we think that he will clearly let projects like ours into the permitting process and make sure that process is rigorous and thorough, and then the results will speak for themselves.
Well, I think we're still, again, kind of collecting our thoughts.
That's Norman Van Bachter, president and CEO of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, which vehemently opposes Pebble. While he and many other regional leaders express strong criticism of the state and federal permitting process, developing a constructive relationship with Dunleavy and his staff is a priority.
I don't want to be too judgmental because we haven't had that opportunity to meet them in person, and I'd like to give them the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, again, based upon what we've read and what we've heard, we definitely have some concerns. We're looking forward to actually having some face-to-face meetings and meeting with them in person and hopefully developing, you know, some working relationships.
Pebble will need dozens of state permits if it wants to build a mine. It hasn't submitted for them yet. It's not saying when it's planning on doing that either. But when it does, state agencies will need to make some important decisions. For example, Jason Bruni, the Department of Environmental Conservation commissioner who used to work for Anglo American, could be asked to review Pebble's application for a permit to dispose of the mine's waste. But even if Pebble submits for state permits, the process moves quickly, and it gets everything it wants from the Dunleavy administration, that's not the end of the story. Forces beyond the governor's office could decide whether the Pebble mine gets built. The Pebble Limited partnership is still in need of a financial partner. Analyst Chris Mancini with the Gabelli Gold Fund, which is invested in Pebble, says he views Dunleavy's election as a positive sign for the mine's future. But he says there's a big caveat.
What's more important is who's going to be president when the record of decisions made and who's going to be leading the EPA.
Looming over the whole process is the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. That's the federal agency that proposed placing restrictions on the mine under the Obama administration. Restrictions, Pebble says, would have made the mine impossible to build. And while the Trump administration reached a settlement with Pebble, allowing them to start the permitting process, the EPA will still have to decide whether or not to finalize those restrictions that would effectively put a stop to the Pebble project.
So whether Dunleavy turns out to be a Pebble ally or not, it's leaders in Washington, D.C. who could decide the fate of the most controversial mine in Alaska. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
And for KDLG, I'm Avery Lill in Dillingham.